cigarettes.
And cool cigarettes.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable premiums again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, Morton Bow, and the swing band of Tommy Dorsey, that man with the trombone.
Are you that man who is still looking for the right cigarette? We want you to try Raleigh's. Raleigh cigarettes don't cost a cent more than other popular brands, but you get as fine a blend of selected Turkish and domestic tobaccos as money and experience can provide. For your convenience, Raleigh's come in plain ends or with cork tips.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, try cool cigarettes. Smoke a pack. Discover how soothing they are to your throat. Yet cools are so mildly mentholated, you lose none of the full-bodied tobacco goodness.
Both Raleigh's and cools carry valuable coupons good in the United States for handsome, practical premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Buy union-made Raleigh's or cools now and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey with Edith Wright and the Three Esquires in a jamboree from top of the town.
Why, everybody jams.
Crazy punks who've got ambitions, throw them all away. Sailors, drunks, and hot musicians get right in the sway.
Gigolos with their lifted eyebrows dancing with wealthy chumps. And the bigelows known as Boston highbrows doing the Harlem bumps.
All the swells and honky-tonks from Brooklyn to the Bronx. Feel that shocking, rockin' rhythm of the jamboree. You got to go get into your stride. You got to go get ready to ride. Start to swing, it's a jamboree.
Has resumed his round-the-world vacation along with Tommy Dorsey, Morton Bow, Edith Wright, Brad Barker, and Charlie. In fact, everyone who'll go except poor Boris, that pesky Russian. Their destination is the South Pole, and right now they're plowing through a strange Antarctic sea with little America and the ice fields just ahead. Out on deck, we pick up Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Iceberg, port your helm.
What is that, Charlie?
Well, look on your right, Baron. See those icebergs rise out of the sea? You ever see anything like that before?
I listened to it over the radio.
Sure.
You listen to what over the radio?
The rise of the iceberg?
Rise of the... You mean the rise of the Goldbergs.
Oh.
There's no similarity whatever between them.
Whereas
a Goldberg is a warm-blooded human, an iceberg is cold and unresponsive to the touch.
What?
I say, just try to touch an iceberg and you'll find it cold and unresponsive.
Did you ever try to touch a Goldberg?
Yes, yeah, I tried that.
Iceberg on the port side, sir.
Iceberg on the port side.
Oh, say, Baron, this is getting dangerous. Why did you come down here at this time of the year?
Well, to get away from the gold diggers of 1937.
The gold diggers of 1937? You mean the show?
No. The income tax collector.
The gold diggers, yeah.
Oh.
Here's your parrot, sir.
And what? Why did you bring that parrot along?
That's for my experiment, Charlie.
An experiment?
Yeah, right? I'm going to cross parrots with penguins.
You're going to cross parrots with penguins? What for?
It's a surprise for our sponsors.
I see.
When I get back to New York, I'll have a whole flock of penguins walking up Broadway.
Yeah?
Saying, throw that away and have a good smoke.
Okay.
Try cool. Take him inside before he catches cold, will you?
Yes, sir.
I wonder what became of Sally. Come on, see me sometime, big boy.
Oh, Baron, you slay me, you and your pet.
Yeah, what about that simple-minded kitten you've got?
Wait a minute, you've heard I have a simple-minded kitten?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Edith Wright.
Yeah?
Yeah, she said if you want to laugh, take a peek at Charlie's zilly-looking puss.
That's what he
said. Edith Wright said that.
She said that.
Quiet. Here comes that Mrs. Hansen, you know, the special writer for the Times Gazette. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Baron, what do 4 bells mean?
Well, that means 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 10 o'clock.
Oh, yes? Yeah? And what does just 1 bell mean?
Made you both.
Oh, look!
What? Where?
There, in the lifeboat. Something moving under the canvas.
Oh, it must be a stowaway. Come on, we'll sneak up on him, huh?
And you put him in irons? What a story for my paper.
Oh, no, lady, we ain't putting him in no irons. It's some poor boy with the spirit of a Avenger. And I'm going to treat him just like one of the body.
All right, now, when I say go, we'll all pull the canvas off together. You all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Go.
Aha!
Boris!
You?
Hello, comrades.
Comrades, huh?
Put back the canvas, please. It's a little chilly around here.
Grab him, Charlie. Grab him.
What?
Let me put him in the brick.
Ah, no, Baron. You said you'd treat him like one of the party.
So I'll have orange juice, ham and eggs, toast and coffee. And serve it right here in the lifeboat. Thank you.
Baron, wait a minute. Put down that oar.
I'll order it for him. What a story.
Say, listen, come here.
How did you come to find me, Baron?
Now, never mind. You listen to me. I got spy blood in my veins. Over in Holland, my uncle is a spy in the mint.
A spy in the mint?
Yes.
Oh, he must be good.
You hear that, Boris? You hear that? Now, you know what my uncle is?
Sure, he's a mint spy.
Pardon. And my father, you know, my father was an electrician.
You must have been his first shock.
Quick, Charlie. Charlie?
What is it?
Scratch my back.
Scratch your back?
Yeah.
Scratch your back? What for?
I'm itching for a fight.
Oh, wait a minute. Boris is too big for you. He'll break your nose.
Yeah? Then I'd be better than Joe Louis.
Better than Joe Louis?
Yeah. With the broken nose now.
Yeah. What'll happen?
Stop smelling.
Stop smelling?
Yeah, I did.
Wait a minute. Oh, come on. Come away anyway, Baron. You'll only get hurt. Besides, I heard you fibbing to those reporters about having been down here before.
Yeah.
So I'd better give you a few pointers.
Yeah?
You see, the natives are called Eskimos.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is hunt and fish. There's no work around here. There's no job.
No job?
No job.
The Republicans must be running this country, huh?
Yes.
No job.
Ethnologists recognize Eskimos by their high cheekbones and yellow faces.
What do you mean? Do the girls have yellow faces, too?
They're yellow all over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
By golly, Charlie.
What?
You know everything.
Yes, sir, and food being so scarce, they value it above anything else. For instance, if you want a kiss from an Eskimo girl, instead of bringing her a diamond bracelet or a fur coat, you bring her a sardine.
A sardine?
Well, that is if you only want one kiss.
One kiss, yes. And sardine.
If you want two kisses, you make it a mackerel.
A mackerel?
Yes. Three kisses of flounder.
Oh, my God.
See, it's all according to how many kisses you want.
Is that so? I'm sorry you told me that, Charlie.
What are you sorry for?
Now you've got me worried.
You're worried?
Yeah, for when I call on some cute little Eskimo girl.
Yeah?
And walk in with a whale.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, a whale?
Yeah.
My Baron, you couldn't carry a whale.
I know. That's what I'm worrying about.
Oh,
and here's that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey, with a new song dedicated to you. Jack Leonard will sing.
Thank you. I could write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too. That book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my art would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, to you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way, to you. Because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I could find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you.
The Baron's ship has reached Little America, and before going ashore, the Baron is holding a last session of his information bureau so that the reporters may broadcast his answers to a waiting world.
Tell me, Baron, are Eskimos emotional and affectionate? Do they care?
Yeah, but not with their lips. They rub noses.
They rub noses?
Yeah, so when one Eskimo kisses another Eskimo's wife, you can see where the rub comes in.
Say, do they make as good family men as the white man?
An Eskimo will murder his mother-in-law for one gumdrop, which makes him different from the white man by one gumdrop.
How many kinds of Eskimos are there?
Two kinds, males and females. The males are found mostly among the men, although you often find a male among the women.
Hey! What's that, an Antarctic wolf?
No, that's a husky. The toughest dog in the world.
Will he chase rats?
Start running and see, will you?
Oh, Baron, is it true Eskimos live in houses made of ice?
Yeah, and they heat them the same way the cars in the subway are heated.
How's that?
The more Eskimos, the more heat.
What kind of furniture do they have in them?
Oh, Eskimos never use furniture.
Not even a chair? What do they sit on?
Next question, please.
What about the Greeks down here?
There are no Greeks.
No?
No.
Then who is this guy, Aurora Borealis?
Come on, the dog teams are ready now. Let's get ashore, huh? Come on, now watch your step on this gangplank, will you?
Look!
What?
Look, Charlie!
What is it?
Look, Charlie! That fella's drowning. Hold my coat.
What fella's drowning?
That old bald-headed man with the droopy mustache.
Where?
Here. Don't give up, mister.
Oh,
I'll save you.
Wait a minute, Baron. That's a walrus.
A walrus?
A walrus, certainly.
I got an uncle with a mustache just like that. You know?
Can he drink his coffee through it?
It's quite a strain.
Quite a strain.
Yeah.
Ogre.
Oh, hello. Here comes some Eskimos.
Ogre.
Thanks, but... We don't want any. Our shaker is broken. Never mind.
Say, you know, I can't figure it out. He's holding a big cake of ice on each side of him.
Maybe I better hit him once to show him who's boss, huh?
Hit him?
Yeah.
While he's holding those two cakes of ice?
Sure.
Well, where would you hit him?
Right between the ice.
Between the ice, yeah.
Hey, what do you guys want?
We want smoke. We want Raleigh's all cool.
Hold on, wait a minute. Just a minute. How do these Antarctic Eskimos know about Raleigh's and cool?
Didn't I rehearse them this afternoon?
Oh, yes.
What do Eskimos need is education. I used to be ignorant myself. And what do you think made this great change in me?
What change?
They know all the answers. Yes. What are the boys doing here?
We wait for old chief. He come take bath. He only baths once year.
Oh, I get it, Baron. This is their old chief's official bath day.
Oh.
Yes, and here he comes with his retinue.
Well, come on, Boris. If it's the old chief's birthday, let's give him a send-off.
Happy birthday, dear Chiefy. Happy
birthday. Happy
birthday
to you.
Gumbo, Gumba.
Old chief say, you nice fella, you kiss his wife.
Kiss his wife? That pretty little one with the dimples?
Oh, it's an Eskimo custom, Baron. An Eskimo's idea of hospitality, see?
Do all the Eskimos feel like that?
Oh, absolutely. The more you kiss their wives, the better they like it.
Is that so? Tear up the ticket, Charlie. We're going to be here for a long time. I tell you this.
Chief's wife ready for kiss.
Well, come on, cutie. Mm-hmm. Ouch, hey. She almost knocked my nose off.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Rubbing noses is their way of kissing.
Well, I'll show them our way. American style.
Good old American style.
Like this.
Woo! Bongo! Wow, Bongo, Wongo, wow!
Togo, York.
Chief, say how much if you three fellas teach all Eskimo girls same thing. We got about 1,500, all pretty.
Wait, we hold a conference. Charlie, Boris, yeah. Come here.
Well, come on.
Loco,
okay with me, Baron.
It's okay with you?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You ready?
Well, we just want to be sure we understand it. The chief wants to know how much to teach 1,500 pretty Eskimo girls how to kiss.
Yeah, how much?
Well, tell him we give him $1,000 down and $50 a month. Is that all right?
Every time I sing this train, it but reminds me that one night I sang this love song all in vain.
It's the voice of Morton Vaux and the song Serenade in the Night.
Serenade in the night, 'neath a fair lady's window, just the same serenade that I tenderly played on a night long ago. There were stars in the sky, and I sang 'neath the roses, but she gave not a sign that she'd ever be mine, and my love story closes. Oh, why must the south wind be bringing it? Oh, why must my heart keep on singing it? Serenade in the night, from the past comes to haunt me. When I hear that refrain, oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine. May I see my star of love shining down with silvery light from the heavens high above. Deep in the dark of night, you are gazing down on me, and a smile is in your light when I hear your melody. Let your bright ray from heaven fall when you hear love's call. That refrain, oh, my heart aches again for that lost love of mine.
And now we turn ahead the hands of time and pick up our three daring adventurers, Charlie, Boris, and the Baron, mushing by the dog sled over the windswept Antarctic waste.
Well, wait a minute. No wonder the dog stopped. It's an Antarctic river. It must be volcanic, though. The water's too warm to freeze. Come on, let's make camp here, huh?
Hear that wind, Boris. this ain't a trick night out for man or beast.
And that covers both of us.
Yeah. Sing 'em, Chang.
Charlie!
Oh, down, 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 Chang. Oh, look. Look at that, a whole flock of penguins marching over to investigate us.
Are those penguins?
Yeah, sure they are. Well, why are you throwing away your cigarettes?
Well, I don't want to hurt their feelings, Charlie.
No?
I was smoking a rolly.
Okay. Wait.
I get my parrot out of the box.
Right.
I want him to meet the penguins. Here they are. See, Polly? See all the pretty penguins?
Ah, hey, fellas. Oh, can all you say? Can't you talk?
No, they can't talk, Polly. No, Polly, they can't talk. But I think they'd be awful nice to play with. What do you think?
I think I'll go home.
Well, I guess it's no use, Baron. Put him back in his box. He's as stubborn as my father was when he insisted my mother go to Niagara Falls for their honeymoon.
Bust you there, Charlie?
Was I there? The honeymoon?
Charlie.
What is that?
Shut up now. Listen, in your box,
Whoopee.
All right, boys, all right now, George. Now, here's your dinner.
Yeah, I'll set up the stove over here, Charlie. What have we got for dinner?
We? Well, we have 3 sea lion steaks, Baron, you see?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, you see?
Hey, where's the fishing tackle? I was just looking that river over, and I think I can catch a fish for supper.
Yeah, from what I've seen of your fishing, Boris, I'll put the 3 steaks on just the same.
Well, listen, while you're cooking them, Charlie, yeah. I'll watch them fish.
All right.
Maybe I get a chance to push them in or something, huh?
Well, stay where I can call you for chow. I'll be back.
Hey, you know anything about fishing, Baron?
Who, me? The Baron? I used to start at 7 o'clock Friday morning, and by 8 o'clock, I'd have 30 or 40 fish weighing 800 pounds apiece. Then I'd go fishing.
Then you'd go fishing?
Yeah.
Didn't you eat the 800-pound fish?
No. I used to use them for bait.
Look, I'm sitting down on this mossy bank like this, throwing my line in like this, and closing my ears like this.
And for once caught... You know, I must tell him. I must say this. And once I caught an improved sailfish. He had an outboard motor on his tail.
Even if you imitate outboard motors, I don't listen to you.
Boris, don't move. But that imitation didn't come for me. That mossy bank you're sitting on is the back of the most dangerous creature in the world. A saber-toothed sea leopard.
What?
Are you crazy? Why did you jump in the water for?
Leopards don't like water.
This ain't that kind of a leopard. Look out! He's coming after you. Swim for the other bank.
Can I beat him to it?
I'll let you know later. Swim faster. He's gaining on you. And don't look back. I'll keep you posted.
How does it look now?
What?
I say, how does it look now?
Oh, Charlie.
Yes,
just make that 2 steaks, will you please?
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, way down yonder in New Orleans. Well, we're back in New York now. We take you to a Park Avenue penthouse. Mrs. Lovey Dove is in the arms of the Iceman, Baron Munchausen.
I give you my word, I love you.
How much do I mean to you?
You're as precious as those Rolian cool coupons. Could any man say more?
You mean those coupons that are good for beautiful premiums? Oh, darling.
Oh, well, shall we elope?
I'd like to, but what'll my husband say? Heavens, there he is now.
Aha!
Boris!
My husband.
Oh, caught red-handed. And I suppose this is the Fuller Brush man.
Who, me? No, I'm showing some of the swell premiums you get with Rolly and Cool cigarette coupons. Look, an 8-cup Xylex coffee maker. Congress-quality playing cards. A cigarette box of inlaid wood.
Yeah, and what about these ice tongs on the sofa? Take that!
Oh! You've killed him! And look at the lovely luncheon set and the enamel cigarette case and the whole 26-piece set of Oneida Community Parpoint silverware.
I'll bet his Iceman's jacket is hanging in this closet.
Hello, stranger.
Hiya, pal.
Two more, huh? Come out of that closet. And what have you got to say?
Smoke Raleigh's and enjoy a more distinctive cigarette. Raleigh's cost no more than ordinary brands, and they come with plain ends or cork tips.
Oh, yeah?
You've killed him.
And now what have you got to say?
Or if you like a cigarette that's mildly mentholated to refresh your throat, smoke Cool.
That's all I want to know.
You've killed him, too.
And you, my wife, what have you got to say?
Just one thing, Boris. Save those coupons.
My darling.
My sweetheart.
My sponsor.
Tune in again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.